My mission is to teach you how to create and stick to a plan for your money that you believe in and that you love so that you can have less stress and more freedom. That is the Budget Effect, and this is the Budget Effect Podcast. Welcome in. Join the community of empowered moms taking charge of their money and well-being. Hit subscribe to receive our latest episodes filled with actionable strategies and the support you need for a more balanced and peaceful life. Now let's get to the goods. Sticking to a budget is a lot about having a mindset for it. You know you're doing what's best, and that's what keeps you going. You know you're reaching your goals, so that's what keeps you going. You have a vision of your future without the debt, or you have a vision of buying a home or taking your kids on vacations, and that's what keeps you going. So today, I have a few unexpected places to help you with this mindset. Number one of my list of unexpected places to get better at budgeting. This is not really a place. Okay, number one, this is not really a place. It's an idea. The idea of minimalism or simplicity. And I know I say this one all the time. You have heard me say this before. But if you haven't thought about it more, please do. So the first time I heard about minimalism, I just knew it was what I needed. I did an episode back in the old podcast, which I was such a little baby podcaster then. Like, it's in those old episodes are a little embarrassing to me because I didn't know what I was doing, but it's still good stuff. So I'm going to link to that old episode in the show notes down below. And it's about how minimalism eased my single mom journey. It's all intertwined. And I talk about it's all intertwined. I talk about the four foundations that you need as a single mom or a busy mom, and simplicity is one of those foundations, and that's what minimalism is. It's making it simpler, less chaotic. Everything from having less stuff, less clutter, less on your calendar, less of what you don't value. And do you see how that intertwines with budgeting? Like, if you have less stuff, you'll buy less stuff, less on your calendar, like simplicity, staying home with your kids and just enjoying their presence. That's simplicity. You don't have to spend a lot of money to do something fancy. Like, spending the time is what you really value. It doesn't cost money to spend time with your kids. So again, it's about living intentionally and really focusing on what you value. And it just all intertwines with getting better at budgeting. So you can find a lot of minimalists like on YouTube videos and Instagram, books even. Joshua Becker is probably my favorite. I will link to his book in the show notes, The More of Less. I don't get any money for that. I'm not even telling you to buy it. I'm going to link to it probably on Amazon. I'm not even telling you to buy it. Go get it from the library. Marie Kondo also. You've heard of Marie Kondo. I'm telling you though, and sometimes she's a little extreme for people, but I'm telling you, like, okay, maybe you don't have to go that extreme, but focusing on simplicity, focusing on the more of less will help you with your budgeting, and it will help you with your motherhood. It's my advice. Like, I just went to a baby shower and it's like, give advice to the new mom. And all I want to say is become a minimalist. Simplicity. Focus on simplicity. That's what I have. That's my advice, because that really changed my life. Okay. Let's move on to another unexpected place to get better at budgeting. And this is a place, the library. You've heard me talk about the library before. I could do marketing. I could do PR for the library. I love the library so much. In the future, I will probably do an entire episode on using the library. I'm an ambassador for the public library. Okay, so why? Well, there's free books, unlimited free books, free movies, free games. They got like STEM games you can check out. I know all libraries are different, but they're also all the same. They also have free activities, like just going on there, come do a craft, do build this project, learn how to do quilting, or like that you sign up for, or that you come on a certain day, But also just every time we go to the library, like our library has scavenger hunts, crossword puzzles, things you got to vote on. It's like, it's a good free place to go that's educational, creative, quiet, entertaining. Like the library, get better at budgeting by spending more time at the library. My library has a Cricut. Like you can go there and use this Cricut for free. My library also has free passes to our city pool, to state parks, to museums, to the zoo. So like we can go to the library, check out the zoo pass. And I know this is at other libraries because my friends have this at their libraries too. So we checked out the zoo pass from our library for free with my library card. And it gave us free entrance and free parking to the zoo. So go to the library and see what they have to offer. It can really help you with your budget. Also, they have online access. I have two apps that are connected to my library. So I can download audiobooks. I can download ebooks, audiobooks, movies, TV shows. For some reason, it's a lot of British TV shows, even though I live in America, but that must be something. Go to your library. Oh, magazines are on this app. Like, kids and adults books. It's good. And a lot of libraries are moving to no fines. So we don't even pay fines when our books are late. Now, don't run into the problem of always returning books late and always having a fine if your library does have a fine. Then you need to set up a system. Remember, the four foundations, I say, simplicity is one, systems is another one. Like, we always put library books on the front seat of our car. Our garage is connected to our house, so it's really not hard. You go down three stairs into the garage and put the library book on the front seat of the car when you are done reading it. Then I take it to the library. It's not that big of a deal. Okay, this is me just loving the library. We're going to get off of the library here and now go on to the next unexpected place to get better at budgeting. The yoga mat. A quiet morning journal. Okay. What I mean by this is have time to yourself. Get time to yourself. Now, when my kids were littler, I still get up in the morning before they get up, but this is especially important when they're littler. Like, you're going to have to get up really early, right? My kids always got up super early when they were little. Well, I would get up earlier, sometimes even 3 o'clock in the morning. That sounds crazy to some of you, but time to myself was so important for reflection, just being slow, quiet. I always talk about like getting your core values in order. This is when you do it. This is when you're writing in your journal things that are important to you, things that you want, things that are bugging you, so things that you don't want. And you visualize this peaceful home. You take time for self-care so that you can be healthy and energized and not too tired to make good decisions. Your brain can focus for the day because you take this time for self-care. And it's unexpected that it'll help you with budgeting. It's just, again, this is where you figure out your core values. And if your core values are in line, you're not going to be influenced by every little thing that people tell you you got to have. We're working on your mindset here. And you can't be just going out and buying everything you think you need. No, we have a goal to pay off this debt or make this savings or buy this home or save for retirement. Whatever your goal is, if you take time to sit in that and have this quiet reflection time, you're going to be stronger in those values. And you're going to, like I said, you take time for yourself, then your brain doesn't get so frazzled where at the end of the day, you just want to buy your kids fast food and call it a day. Like, you're still going to have days like that. But if you take this time for yourself, your mindset will just be clearer and you will be clearer and have a more ability to make good decisions and have the wherewithal to be focused on your goals instead of just getting by every day. Like, I know some people are thinking right now, but if I get up at 3 a.m, I'm going to be tired. But not really, because you're using that time to focus and you don't have to get up at 3 a.m. 4 a.m. is good enough. Okay. I have no idea why I wrote this next idea, but I have written on this list, clean your drawers. I don't remember why I put this on the list. So maybe just do it. And whatever I was thinking when I wrote that down will come through. Another unexpected place to get better at budgeting is by cleaning your drawers. Not sure why. Okay, so on to the fifth idea, an unexpected place to get better at budgeting. Again, this is not really a place. This is an activity. Watch a couple documentaries about trash. Two of them I have listed here are The Story of Stuff and A Plastic Ocean. And these are just like, it shows the effects of trash on the world. And it's just because we consume so much stuff, it'll really make you not want to buy anything and not be a consumer of so much stuff, because you'll be disgusted at all the trash and all the waste that we do. So there you go. Unexpected place to get better at budgeting. Look at how much we consume and how much we don't need and how much we should buy less, and it's better for the environment, and that'll help you with your budget. Okay, idea number six, get off social media, or curate your social media. Delete people who just make you feel like you need stuff. Delete people that you're like jealous of their home or jealous of all the gizmos and gadgets that they have. Delete people who are like making you angry or anxious or stressed out. If you are watching their content and you have this negative feeling rising in you, any type of negative feeling, delete it. Delete them. You don't need to feel anxious. Like sometimes there's been good people that I follow. Okay, so maybe I don't delete them, but I mute them for a while because for some reason they're making me feel anxious. So we need to get rid of those people. We need to have, that is self-care, and that's going to help your mindset. And especially because we're talking about budgeting here, people who make you feel like you need stuff, you need to keep buying these clothes, you need to keep buying this stuff, delete them, mute them. Our moms, when we were little, told us that we are who we hang out with. So get away from bad influences. And that includes social media. Like if someone is a bad influence on you in social media, stop hanging out with them, delete them. Okay, idea number seven, and this is the last one. Be present in your day-to-day actions. So even driving to work, like when you're driving to work, look around. I mean, I'm lucky because I drive through the countryside. So my drive to work is actually incredibly beautiful. I watch the sunrise. The wind turbines are rotating on the hills. I can see the skyline and farmland. Like, it is beautiful. But that's what I focus on. Clear your mind. Slow down. Again, this is like simplicity. Focus on what you are grateful for. These simple things that you are actually really grateful for. I guess it's kind of about becoming more content with what you have, more grateful for the simple, easy things. And it's not like a forced thing, because I truly am grateful for this beautiful view, this beautiful sky. So maybe it's not your drive to work, but some other time in your day where you just sit and you just notice things to be grateful for. Because when you are grateful, you have no room for like resentment, negativity, frustration, because you're sitting there in your gratefulness and your contentment. And this is going to help you with just your life, but it's also going to help you with budgeting unexpectedly, because the more you are grateful for, the more you are not going to spend your money on things that you don't value. And again, this is all about, like, a budget is not to tell you can never spend money on things. A budget is to get you what you want. And if you really want to pay off that debt and you really want to move forward in your money, then focus on being grateful and content with where you're at and focus on truly moving forward, not getting the next trendy cup or whatever you want, like what getting your kids whatever toys they want out of guilt or whatever. You're really focused on moving forward, and you know this because it's your mindset. All right, so that's getting a little floofy here. Shall we do a recap about unexpected places or ideas that'll help you be better at budgeting. So number one, follow some people, read some books about minimalism and simplicity. Number two, go to the library. Number three, take quiet time for yourself, self-care, focus on getting your values in line, your mindset. It'll unexpectedly help you with budgeting. Number four, clean your drawers. Not sure why that's on the list, but just do it. Number five, watch documentaries about trash. Number six, curate your social media to help you, not harm you. Delete bad influences. And number seven, be more present and grateful for the day-to-day stuff. And how could I not mention number eight? Follow this podcast. Except it's not unexpected. It's expected that I'm going to help you gain this incredible momentum in your life. So click that follow button now. I am wishing you less stress, more freedom, and many money goals met. See you next time.